This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. The Cabinet Committee on Security, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today met in New Delhi and took stock of the situation in Bangladesh. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and others. As violence gripped Bangladesh and ongoing student protests, several reports indicated today that Sheikh Hasina has resigned as the country's Prime Minister and left the country in a military helicopter. Army Chief General Waqar Uz-Zaman today announced that an interim government will be formed to run the country. Bangladeshi media reported that PM Hasina left for a safer place after hundreds of protesters stormed Gonobhavan, the official residence of the Prime Minister in Dhaka. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh Army Chief General Waqar Uz-Zaman urged the countrymen to remain patient and maintain peace. Around 100 people were killed and over 1,000 injured in the clashes that took place between the police and the protesters on Sunday. Air India has cancelled the scheduled operation of its flights to and from Dhaka with immediate effect. In a statement, Air India said it is continuously monitoring the situation and is extending support to passengers with confirmed bookings for travel to and from Dhaka with a one-time waiver on rescheduling and cancellation charges. Passengers can call Air India's 24/7 contact centre at 011-6932-9333 or 011-6932-9999 for more information. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfil their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today, on 5th of August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370 and 35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history." He said, "It was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh." The Prime Minister said, "The Constitution of India was implemented in these places in letter and spirit, in line with the vision of the great men and women who made the Constitution." The Delhi High Court today dismissed a plea filed by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the CBI in the corruption case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench of Justice Neena Bansal Krishna asked CM Kejriwal to approach the trial court with his plea seeking release on interim bail. Earlier on 29th of July, the High Court had reserved the order on AAP leader's bail plea after hearing arguments of the counsel for Kejriwal and CBI. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Suva, the capital city of Fiji, tomorrow and take part in official engagements. She will hold bilateral meetings with the President of Fiji and address the Fijian Parliament. The India Met Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan and very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Maharashtra today. It has also forecast heavy rainfalls over Northwest and East India during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. The weather office has also forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, East Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab and Tamil Nadu. The search for missing individuals from recent cloudburst incidents in Shimla, Mandi and Kullu districts of Himachal Pradesh continued for the fifth day today. Around 40 people are still missing, while 15 bodies have been recovered so far. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continued for the fifth day in the disaster-affected areas of Kedar Ghati, including Kedarnath Dham, located in Rudraprayag district of the state. So far, more than 10,000 people have been rescued safely. As soon as the weather cleared this morning, people were airlifted by the Army's Mi-17 and Chinook helicopters. At Paris Olympics, in the table tennis team event, Indian women's, including Manika Batra, Shrija Akula and Archana Kamat beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in the pre-quarterfinal match. With this win, they have qualified for the quarterfinal. In badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen missed out a historic Olympic medal as he lost to Malaysia's Lee Zia Jia by 21-13, 16-21, 10-21 in the bronze medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.